Weaver.
And I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas supporters in Lebanon organized a funeral for their chief, Ismail Haniyeh, on Wednesday, one day after the movement named Yahya Sinwar as the successor. A Hamas representative in Lebanon said, quote, if the enemy thought that the leadership by assassinating Ismail Haniyeh would give up on the conditions related to the negotiations, the response came by choosing a tough and stubborn leader present in the field. The terrorist group named Sinwar as a successor to Haniyeh, who was assassinated in Tehran last week, the group said on Tuesday, in a move that reinforces the radical path pursued since the October 7th attack on Israel. Reuters correspondent Laila Shakrashani has more.
Sinwar, the architect of the most devastating attack on Israel in decades, has been hiding in Gaza, evading Israeli attempts to kill him since the start of the war. News of Sinwar's appointment came as Israel braces for a likely attack from Iran following the killing of Haniyeh in Tehran. It may also reinforce Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu's insistence that Israel must pursue its campaign in Gaza to the end. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said a ceasefire must be the primary goal.
Reuters correspondent Laila Shakrashahi. Bangladesh's Muhammad Yunus is set to lead a caretaker government after mass protests ousted the premier. And on Wednesday, he's said to be ready to build the country ahead of his hugely anticipated return. The Nobel-winning microfinance pioneer will head the interim government as chief advisor after longtime and autocratic Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina fled to India, the presidency has said.